Pope John Paul II continued his visit to Ukraine today, celebrating Mass at an airport on the outskirts of Kiev. He urged Catholics and Orthodox Christians to rediscover the unity they enjoyed before the Great Schism of 1054. The pontiff also paid tribute to all Christians who suffered during what he called the dark days of communist terror. NPR's Mike Schuster is on the phone from Kiev. Good morning, Mike.
Hello, Leanne.
What kind of reception is the Pope getting?
I'd say it's a mixed reception here in Kiev. You would have expected people to turn out when he arrived at the airport in Kiev yesterday to greet him. There wasn't much of a turnout. Today, he held a mass, an outdoor mass, for some tens of thousands of Catholics and some Orthodox Christians, and I think that they were enthusiastic. The rest of Kiev seems to be going about its business on a non-work day Sunday. So I have to say that it's somewhat mixed.
There were protests before he arrived. Any more?
Not right now. Those were protests of the Ukrainian Orthodox Church under the control of Moscow, and the Moscow Patriarchate seems to have said, well, let's hold off while the Pope is here. So right now there don't seem to be any more protests planned while the Pope is here.
It's a very delicate situation. Critics have said that the Pope is coming to Ukraine on a crusade to convert the Orthodox people there to Roman Catholicism. Now, the Pope has also apologized for past Catholic wrongs. How far are these moves going to ease those fears that his critics have there?
Well, I think it's very hard to say. I think that the history of the Catholic Church in Ukraine and of the various Orthodox churches in Ukraine in the 20th century is so intertwined with politics, political repression, Soviet rule, the invasion of the Germans during World War II, that I think that it's going to take a lot more than the visit of one pope for a few days in Ukraine to solve those problems. And they continue on into the 90s and now into this decade, because there's still a tension between Moscow and Kiev, between Russia and Ukraine, over Ukraine's status. And so there are a lot of believers here, even in the Orthodox Church, not under the control of Moscow, who see the Pope's arrival as an expression of their nationalism and their independence from Moscow. And Moscow, of course, the Moscow Patriarchate, is not happy about this. So it doesn't look like this trip is going to go very far to solve those problems.
And this is the second day of a five-day trip. What else is on his agenda?
He gave a mass in the Latin rite and ritual today. He will give a mass in the Greek Catholic rite, that's the Eastern rite, tomorrow in Kiev. And then he flies to Lviv in western Ukraine, where there are far more Catholics, and the crowds are expected to be much larger. And there he's also expected to beatify some two dozen or more clergy and lay clergy who were tortured and killed by the Soviet forces and the Stalinist forces in the 30s, 40s, and 50s.
NPR's Mike Schuster in Kiev, Ukraine. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Thank you, Leanne.